The free Charm City Circulator buses are taking people around Baltimore, and regular riders love them. So to put a little more in the way of culinary destinations into your ride, writer and dining dish blogger Dara Bunjon hopped on board and set out to create a map of the best eateries along the way, and she joins us now. Dara, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It would be fun to take a bus ride with you, I think.
It would be fulfilling.
Filling. Yeah. So let's talk about, first of all, how you got this idea, and take us on a little tour, will you?
The idea crossed my mind a couple years ago when they started the free Charm City Circulator buses. I can't remember whether it was, I think it was either the orange or the purple route was the first one, and I thought, you know, it would be great to do a story based on the restaurants at each stop. I was having lunch with Julika Dash, who is the editor for Be More Media, and I was telling her, I said, you know, I presented this to somebody a couple years ago. I wasn't looking to write it. I just thought it was a good idea. I said, what do you think? And, well, she jumped on the bandwagon and was back to me in a week and saying, you know, the new banner route is up. Why don't you do that? And when can you have it to me? And, you know, she wanted it pretty quickly.
Give us some of the highlights of restaurants on the banner line. Just rattle off some of them.
Okay. We have LJ Steamers. We have the Wine Market. We have Mr. Rain's. We have Tabrizi's, Baba's Kitchen, J. Patrick's Irish Pub, Ito Sushi, Bubba Gum Shrimp, where I stopped. I wanted to see what that was like. That's one of the new restaurants in Harbor Place that went in where Phillips was. Some of the pub, Captain Larry's Bar and Grill.
I remember the day when, you know, if you went on sort of, for lack of a better term, a pub crawl or a restaurant crawl, you would maybe get a group of friends together and you would hire a car or maybe have a little bus, you know, for a special occasion. But you could actually hop on the circulator and go to all these places and have an appetizer one place and then a dinner another and dessert another, right?
And it's summertime now, so it's extended hours. It's great traveling. And if you're like me, you know, I don't want to have to pay $20 for parking down at Harbor, down at the Harbor. So if I park over in Locust Point, leave my car there, get the circulator, I can do everything that I want.
Since you've been writing about dining in Baltimore for so many years, can you just give us one or two of your very, very favorite places?
That's a toughie. You know, it's something I get asked, and I think it isn't a favorite restaurant. You can have favorite dishes.
Okay.
At restaurants.
And sometimes your favorites change, but right now, what are you partial to?
I just went, and I'm behind the times, and it's out in Ellicott City, to Honey Pig, which is Korean, which was a lot of fun. The food market's great. It's a hot number down in Hamden. Italian, and I have to say it's my client, but they're also fabulous, which is Soda Sopra, Italian restaurant on Charles Street.
Which the circulator does go by, right?
Yes, I think right. It's stop 407.
Dining dish blogger and writer Dara Bunjon, thank you so much for joining us and talking about the different restaurants along the different circulator routes.
Well, thank you for calling, and I hope everybody fulfills their culinary dreams on the route.